Good afternoon and welcome to the to this conference call. In the last 5 to 6 quarters, we have many times discussed about our ambitious reorganization project, and we have spoken many times about internal reorganization. I think that this first quarter 2019 is finally giving us many positive news. I would like here to summarize where we are today and confirm that thanks to the achievement done during the course of January and February, we are comfortable and positive on the expectation for this 2019. During the month of February, we have finalized the SAP go live in Pacon, and except some minor problems that we have solved during the month of February, the system is perfectly working and supporting us now that we are entering the back to school. The central European warehouse that was clearly a precondition to succeed in our, not only in our 2019 budget, but also in our business plan, in the 1st of January has completed the reorganization, integrating Spain, Portugal, and all the exports of the group. This has created a congestion in terms of order flow that fortunately was unexpectedly strong, and we have suffered in terms of organization until the end of February, but starting from the month of March we have finally solved and I can say reached the level of service expected not only by us, but also by the market and by the customers that in this period are confirming to me that the central warehouse is working properly. This again has made us, caused us some problems in the first weeks of 2019, but fortunately we have been able to fix everything before the back-to-school season. I confirm that the level of orders is in line with our expectations. So I repeat, in this moment we are comfortable about the expectation of 2019. I would like to remember that not later than 2 weeks ago, we have announced a very important agreement, a worldwide exclusive distribution agreement of a major brand in fine art business. And last but not least, because I think I'm talking now of North America, you will see entering in the details of the numbers that North America already in this first quarter has demonstrated that both Dixon and Pacon are back to the normal operations. The fines in the first quarter has been reduced by 90%, so even better than our expectations. This has to be translated in a very simple understanding that is in this moment, the service is not anymore an issue, and we can finally talk about business development with our customers. You will hear that despite the seasonality, all around the world is going more towards the second quarter, so you will see somehow a weak turnover. Despite the weak turnover, United States combined, so Pacon and Dixon, have a combined EBITDA that is slightly better than last year. So this completely show the fact that we have recuperated efficiency and profitability. Europe has not yet, and does not have yet, at least until the month of March, recuperated completely the profitability due to the mentioned problem of the central warehouse, but we are expecting a second quarter in line with our expectation. Last but not least, I remember to everybody that I have announced a slight weak first quarter. So when we have approved our budget, we were expecting a weak first quarter, because clearly when you launch an SAP conversion and a complicated project like a central warehouse, in our budget, we had considered a less than optimal first quarter. Last information I would like to give before we enter in the Q&A or in the presentation of our CFO. As the 2019, our priority is clearly to deliver not only the EBITDA expected, but also the cash conversion that we have announced. We have decided to postpone the SAP go live for Dixon to the last quarter of 2019. So in this moment, after 6 quarters of reorganization, of shutting down plants, reorganizing warehouses, and go live of the new ERP system, we have decided to focus ourselves on the performances of 2019. So from April until the end of September, we all be focused on commercial development, efficiencies, cost control, and cash generation, and we took out from the table any extraordinary project in order to guarantee the positive result. The orders put us in a situation, the orders that we see today put us in a situation that we feel comfortable that our expectation will be kept. I have finished for this start of the call. Stefano, can you please?
Yes, thanks Massimo. So I can direct everybody to the presentation that is circulated and to start with a quick analysis of the core business sales trend. As you can see, and in the core business sales analysis, the revenue of the Q1 2019 are equal to 143.8 million, showing a general increase of 37.2% compared to the previous year. Of course, it's necessary to do a like-for-like comparison, and so we have to include in 18 also the pro forma revenue of Pecon Group. And so with this comparison and including also the FX effect, where that was positive, about 3 million mainly allocated to the North America area, the analysis show a difference of 3.6 million and the net of this FX effect is 6.8 million, so showing a difference compared to the previous year of negative 4.6%. These 6.8 million are allocated mainly in the North America area, but as Massimo said before, this is not reflecting the margin, because margin are a little improved compared to the previous year. And we can see and we can confirm the usual trend that we already see in the past, with a very strong growth in the Asia area, not only India, of course, is more material for the amount, but we can confirm that also the China branch are performing very well compared to the previous year. So the focus on Europe and Central South America, we can see that also part of this negative difference is located mainly in Europe, In this case, I would say that the focus is in Italy market and for a minor part in France. In South America, we have a little decrease just for a temporary delay in order from some big customer that we are quite sure to recover in the second quarter. Going to the EBITDA analysis, the EBITDA is equal to 80.4 million and compared to the previous year, there is an increase of 13.7%. Again, here it's necessary to do a like-for-like comparison, so including the EBITDA related to Pecon Group in 2018, that is equal to 6.3 million. And so also considering the FX effect that are equal to 0.5 million, again, as for the sale, mainly allocated in the North America area. So, again, just to repeat, positive 0.5 million, that are more or less 3% of the EBITDA adjusted. We can see that the difference compared to the previous year is equal to negative 4.1 million and 4.7 million included the FX effect. This difference just reflects on the trend of the core business phase is allocated mainly in Europe and for the remaining part in the Central South America, because North America more or less show an EBITDA in line or little improved compared to the previous year. Extraordinary item are referred to them to some part of extraordinary cost that we sustain for part for the relocation process and all the extraordinary job that was done in the central warehouse, the hub of Annone, but big part is referred to the extraordinary operation that we did the first quarter in the North America, merging Pecon with Canson USA. Then there is a new effect that is positive in this case, that is equal to 2.9 million, and is referred to the IFRS 16 effect. This is the first quarter where you see this effect. Just to give you a global view, this effect is more or less 80 million, the value is a deterioration of 80 million for the NFP and 2.9 million improvement in the EBITDA. If we analyze the net income show a decrease compared to the previous year of 3.6 million. The real effect is that this decrease is a little better than the decrease that we have seen in for the EBITDA. This is because last year we had more charge, one-off charge related to taxes that we pay in Germany. So this explain why the difference of the net income is a little better than we had for the EBITDA. Regarding the adjusted net financial position, we have a debt decrease of 125.5 million. Big part of this effect is cashless because it's referred to the IFRS 15. But not only this effect, we have again, as we have seen in December, a mark-to-market negative effect due to the aging, compulsory aging that we have to do when we borrow the acquisition financing, and this is because we aged in July and starting from September the year's curve is worse and worse. There is also a negative effect due to the conversion related to the net financial position coming from the USA and the Mexican area, that is the opposite of the effect that we have from the P&L. And so these are the three main effects that are a little not related to the business. For the other part, again, the absorption for the operating cash flow is normal and in line with the seasonality of the business. The capex are more or less in line compared to the previous year. Big part of this capex comes from India. And net financial expenses, of course, are related mainly to the to USA and FILA for the M&A financing, and the remaining part mainly for the working capital of the Mexican subsidiary. So I think that now we are ready for the Q&A section.
We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star then one. The first question comes from Niccolò Storer of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon. And thanks for taking my questions. The first one is on what you mentioned, Massimo, before on postponement of SAP introduction in Dixon to the last quarter of the year. Is this move putting at risk the synergies from the integration with Pacon? And related to this question, if I take consensus numbers, I see that the implicit profitability for the remaining 9 months of the year increases to 18.5% circa, which is quite high number. Are you still confident to get there? And second question is for Stefano. Could you please tell us which has been the contribution of Pacon in the first quarter of 2019? Because in the slides I see that you report 2018 42.6 million, but no, not the current year performance. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicola, for your question. Of course, we can enter into more specific detail later, but I'm sure you got the information I gave that North America in the first quarter is down by 8%. Let me give you precise the number. Around 8% the first line, the top line, while the EBITDA is already slightly improved versus last year. So what we are seeing from one side is that the management is doing a very good job in cost cutting, inefficiencies, and we see also a very strong order entry coming from the month of April. Just to give you an idea, until the end of March, North America were below 8%. At the end of April, it's below 3%. In 1 month, they have recovered almost all the delay in the top line. So what we are seeing is that the company in North America is working successfully, both from order entry and from margins point of view. The reason why, so we have decided to take out any possibility to give justification to the management with the SAP Go Live in Dixon, as we give priority to Pacon, so Dixon would have fallen during the back to school. We have made a calculation that the shutdown, sorry, the SAP implementation
would have generated $1 million synergies from reducing costs in administration and in customer service. What we see now is that, especially the trend of the turnover and the way they are keeping under control the cost, we will be able to generate anyway this kind of profit. So we prefer not to push too much at any cost the reorganization planned. And we have decided, again, because we see the order flow very positive, and I have received calls from customers saying, Massimo, now we trust you. Please don't create troubles during the back to school. Just to give you an idea, July is a month of $15 million. So, standalone. So, whatever problem we could fall, whatever, I don't want to even imagine what kind of problem, we would be here in September saying why we did not match the expected numbers and blah, blah, blah. So we prefer to say that in this moment, in Fila Group, there is no more uncertainty, I repeat, from operation point of view. In this moment, the warehouse in Europe is working. The system in United States, the SAP system of Paycon is working. The system of Dixon, we have made some small investment to make it at least safe until October. Not completely reliable, but safe. And this will guarantee us to perform the second quarter and the third quarter as we expected. Concerning your question of 18.5, let me remind you that if you take out the last five or six quarters in which Fila has to manage this huge reorganization, in the past we have always had a very important operative leverage. So, as you see in the first quarter, we have theoretically lost 2 percentage points because the turnover globally is down 5%, more or less, compared to last year. In reality, as we have good expectation on the turnover starting from the month of April, and again, I remember just United States has done a very strong April, but also Europe did, the operative leverage will be substantial because our fixed costs are stable now. We don't have, as you have seen in the first quarter, the extraordinary costs have been substantially reduced. We have almost brought to zero the fines. So what we really want is to perform two key quarters, to reach the numbers at the end of the year. And I don't see, frankly speaking, that difficult to reach a 1% higher profitability than the average in two quarters in which the turnover will grow substantially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Regarding to the revenue, I will give you the consolidating US dollar of the group is equal to 49.9 million.
This is just Paycon.
So if you want just a comparison in euro, that is better, sorry, because you have the data in a euro, is 44 million, because it's 43.979.
Thank you. And maybe just a follow-up on your operations in the U.S. Could you please provide us with an update with the closure of the Canson converting plant and the right-sizing of headquarters of Dixon in Orlando?
I'm sorry, I was answering to a question. Can you repeat your question?
Yes, sure. I was wondering if you can give us an update on the planned closure of the Canson converting plant in the U.S. and the right sizing of the Dixon headquarters in Orlando.
Yeah, the Canson shutdown has happened in January. This explains a little bit also the lower than expected turnover in North America has gone extremely well. and one of the big recovery of April is specifically Canson. It has gone well. We are working, of course, with the substantial lower costs that you will see reflected at the end of June, because in the first quarter we have finished the extra stock we have built up to face the shutdown. Mm-hmm. So that everything is absolutely in line with our expectation. For Orlando, we have postponed the shutdown by 6 months, but believe me, in this moment the order flow for Dixon is extremely interesting, and I think forget for a second the $1 million savings that we are sure that we are going to compensate. I think we owe to our customer an year without troubles, because let me remember you that we have caused troubles starting from March 2017 until October 2018. Customers are definitely giving us a chance because they like Paycom Management. I think I told you many times Paycom Management is very strong. A management that in just 6 months have reduced the fines by 90%, which means that the service is close to be perfect, because what is remaining is purely related to the system that is still weak, the system of Dixon. I think they are doing an unbelievable job. And we all agreed that in this moment we are building the future, we are servicing the customer in the right way, they are giving us even larger order than expected. So if we do our job, we finally can stop talking of internal problems and we can start talking of commercial development.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Manon Soulon of Erasmus Gestion. Please go ahead.
Good evening, guys. Thank you for taking my question. You said you're comfortable for your 2019 expectation. Could you please tell us what that means exactly in terms of organic growth and margin improvement? You gave us April year-to-date sales growth for North America. Could you maybe give us some more color about Europe April sales, please?
Yes. Concerning April, we did that in purpose because as we see a trend, unfortunately, worldwide, that the peak season is becoming even more a peak. We interpret this with the fact that in the world the distribution is facing big troubles, probably except Walmart, due to e-commerce mainly, and we see them clearly destocking. There are countries in which this process is dramatic, like Italy, because this is connected also with the difficult situation of the country. There are other countries in which simply the customers have decided to postpone the back-to-school to now. So to give you an idea, just in 1 month, United States have gone from minus 9.7% to 3% minus. So it's an unbelievable improvement. 6 percentage point in 1 month. And we are talking of the 50% of the group in terms of turnover. In Europe, we have gone from minus 8%. If I take Europe without Italy, we would have gone to zero. Unfortunately, Italy is facing some troubles, so we have gone from minus 8.5 to minus 7.5. So despite Italy, Europe is recovering. And you will see also UK is performing extremely well because we don't consider. Then we have the rest of the world that is performing extremely well, as Stefano said. So India is growing double digit starting with the two. And China is performing a little better than the budget. We have gone
what is this? Central America. Ah, no, this is Central South America. Asia is the one. From, no, this is in line, yeah. Double digit.
Asia is 25-26% ahead last year, which gives you a sense of a very healthy business. Central South America have gone from 4.6% to minus 3.9%. So month of April and again May and June are showing that as the operation now are perfectly working, the market is responding properly.
Okay, thank you. And for maybe more precise guidance on 2019 yes. expectations?
We have given a guidance that we like to confirm based on the order flow we have. On an EBITDA, we have a range between 118 and 124. Let me tell you that the only area in which we feel uncomfortable is Italy. Italy is leaving, but that stays absolutely inside this range, because fortunately Italy has a ponderated weight of below 10%. Italy is facing an unbelievable situation. I would say 60% of our customers that are nominated wholesalers, which is a type of distribution that is not existing anymore around in other countries of the world, are forced to destock for financial problems, for weakness of the business, generally speaking. So we see the 60% of our business in this moment are destocking, and of course we see now orders coming for the back to school. In the same time, the retailers in Italy that do not stock our product with us are growing. So this is a good sign for Fila, because we are taking market share from the competition, and it seems that the use of our product is still stable. But we have to face a temporary destocking related to Italian market. I'm telling you this just to explain the weakness of Europe in the first quarter, because Italy in the world is not that important. Italy in Europe is much more important.
Okay, thanks. I understand. And maybe a last question, if I may. I understand the minus 3% in the school segment because of the shift mainly of the back-to-school campaign. But could you maybe comment more on the minus 9% in arts and hobby? Is it really just about the operational issues and about the destocking in Italy, or is there something else more related to the segment?
Can you jump in a second, please? Just one second.
Okay, sorry, because I didn't catch your question and I needed the translation. Fine art, the number is absolutely, is giving you an absolutely wrong interpretation. The fine art is doing extremely well, but we have two family of products that are suffering in North America just with Walmart. So we are talking of low margin products that are coming from dollar strategy that we have decided not to follow Walmart in their price positioning of this product. So in fact, you see a strong reduction in turnover, and again in North America you see an EBITDA that is growing, so slightly growing the first quarter. So this is purely, as you watch the portion of the cake of the fine art, it's just a one customer effect that has, I would say, a negligible effect either in our strategy and on our margins.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Alessandro Cecchini of Equita. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. The first one is about a little follow-up on North America. So reading the press release, the trend actually that I read was minus 18%, in the first quarter. I would like to better understand your calculation on the trend of first quarter and April. Maybe I made a mistake, but for me it seems minus 18. My second question is about cash generation in the first quarter. So I was a little bit disappointed by the fact that net working capital increase was roughly speaking 40 million euros. That is equal to the last year. So I would like just to working on this part of the business. And then you gave a confirmation of free cash flow. So basically, you are assuming that your guidance of roughly speaking 400 million of net financial position for the full year, excluding IFRS 16, is confirmed. Then about South America, we didn't talk about this area. That probably it's the first time or the second time that I saw a decline in top line. I would like to better understand on this. And finally, on non-recurring items, I was surprised by already 2.8 million of non-recurring items in the first quarter. I remember that you gave an indication of minus 2, minus 5 million for the full year. I would like to better understand this point. Thank you.
Thanks, Alessandro. I think there is a little bit of confusion in your minus 18%. We have highlighted that minus 18% was simply related to Dixon standalone. But in reality, Dixon standalone does not exist anymore compared to last year, because last year we had also Canson that now has been merged into Pacon. We wanted to give this minus 18% to stress the point that the EBITDA is growing versus minus 18%. So as we expect, even more, we are receiving strong orders for the month coming. The management has already done a great job, because when you face a minus 18% and you have an EBITDA that is growing, I think it's a very positive sign for the quarters that are coming and generally speaking for the future of the group. So we have fixed the service problem, we have fixed the efficiency problem, and now we are waiting. We are waiting the orders, or as I said, we are receiving very positive orders in line with our expectation. So the minus 18 is simply related to Dixon standalone. Let's say the former Dixon that we were used to talk until 3 years ago. Concerning the working capital, let me repeat once more one thing, because first of all, the problem of working capital, let me remind you just for sake of clarification. The problem of working capital in FILA was related to the internal operational problem we had. Has never been related to turnover missing or something that happened in the market that was not we were not able to catch. Having internal problems, we were always blown the working capital. So how work this group? This group works in a way that during the third quarter of every year, all the 40 countries in the world send forecasts. And as we have 34 plants around the world, they start producing based on forecast. I'm sure you can understand that if we receive the product as expected in February and March, and customers ask us to deliver in April, I'm sure you can understand that you have a temporary negative effect on working capital that will be completely absorbed during the second and the third quarter. Why we confirm the expectation in the end of the year? For the simple reason that the working capital is related to the amount of the turnover on the left and the way the operation are working. I stressed the point when I opened this call that the first quarter is giving us a very good news. SAP in Pecon is working perfectly. The supply chain in the United States is working perfectly. And the Annone warehouse is working perfectly. So there is no reason why our chief operating officer will continue keeping extra stock because now the operations are working. So we do confirm the expectation of cash generation at the end of the year because we have taken out any uncertain element from our management, and this is the reason why I decided this is to postpone the SAP conversion of Dixon, because we want to be sure to generate the cash we have committed and the EBITDA we have committed. We didn't want to take not even 1% of the risk. For the third, I think the second and the third question are very much connected, but of course the estimated number of 118 to 124 does not consider the IFRS 16, of course.
Every number is excluded, is effect. And just to complete and then to go on the extraordinary items, I confirm that there is no any issue on receivable, payable. We have for sure a queue of payment or some extraordinary expenses coming from 18 that is affected either the debt, but there are no issue. As Massimo said, it's just a normal consequence of the first
organization
that created this overstock that we have in this moment. That
if you analyze the overstock we have, for example, in North America, and if you analyze the global overstock, and if you analyze the delay in turnover, they match exactly.
Okay.
And last question you raised related to Central South America. Central South America, I'm referring particularly to Mexico. Mexico is a little bit suffering from a strategic decision we have taken. So we have asked to give a priority to North America for the reason that we have said many times. We want to guarantee service. So they have pushed the machine to supply North America, which means intercompany prices, which means intercompany much lower margins. Mexico has not invoiced all the orders within the end of March to domestic market because we gave priority to North America. Mexico will invoice these orders the second quarter and even more in the third quarter. You will see Mexico recovering. As of now, we don't have any information that tell us that Mexico will not perform as expected.
Okay. Thank you.
Extraordinary items, Alessandro, are mainly refer to the big merger that we had in the USA because the last part of the year, we accrued the severance related to the personnel and the rent that we had to accrue because we had the rent of the warehouse of council. Now, this part of cost is mainly referred to the movement of the machine, moving materials, temporary workers. That is quite expensive because we have done a really great job.
But by the way, we don't expect, as we have stopped any reorganization until October, we don't expect any other extraordinary cost, by the way. Because having moved SAP, we are not going to terminate any person in Orlando. So for the two following quarters, you will not see any significant amount because we have stopped any extraordinary activity.
Okay, thank you. Last question from me is about customers in Europe. So we talked about customers in North America that are happy to so are regaining confidence on you or your company. Just a bit better on Europe, because of course problems in so on. Of course, you had some problems in commercial in sending so on in Europe as well in the first quarter due to the Annone Central Warehouse. I would like to better understand what is the current feeling that you have with customers in Europe in particular. Yeah. Thank you.
We have to split this question into two. The fine art business, unfortunately, the customers are very much used to a very poor level of service. Fila has not done neither a worse or a better job than the competition. What we really hope is that now with the central warehouse we are going to do a much better job, which is happening, by the way, because we serve all Europe in 3-4 days. And what we hope is to do a much better job than the competition, thus gaining market share. In school, as you can imagine, if a central warehouse does not perform in January and February, fortunately, you do not touch the most important moment of the year that start in April. Let's say that fortunately the central warehouse started working efficiently in March, so the customers understood that the problem were over. I have received a quite substantial amount of emails saying, congratulations, now you are working properly, so we are happy to continue our development. So Europe has not experienced the same level of problems we have caused in North America last year and at the end of 2017, not even close.
Okay.
Europe, in the United States, you do your turnover with probably 30 customers or maybe 50. In Europe, our business is done with 10,000 customers. So it's very, very much difficult to imagine that we could have a problem related to the service. The service has impacted us because in Europe we have lost some turnover in the first quarter. As you will see, Europe, continental Europe, in 1 month have recovered 8 percentage points.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from François Robillard of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my question. First question, you might have already answered it in previous calls. The 2019 guidance and IFRS 16 on EBITDA, does 118-124 already include the impact of IFRS 16? And if not, what would be the other guidance? The impact in 1Q was about 3 million euros. Could we expect similar impacts for next quarters? And finally, on raw material prices, can you give us a taste of how prices evolved during the first quarter and how you, especially what outlook you have for the rest of the year? And it might be as well a way for me to introduce my last question. Can you give us an update on the advancement of the Chinese forest and pulp plant? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. I start from the last question. The raw materials are very stable in 2019. We do expect there are more chances the raw material we will see a reduction than an increase in the months coming. For the other question, I leave Stefano answer.
Yeah, about the IFRS 16, as we say, all the guidance are again without any effect of IFRS 16, both for EBITDA and for net financial position. You are right, more or less that we have this quarter is more or less constant for all the year, so you can have an idea on what will be the impact on the EBITDA. Then you ask, I don't know if about the IFRS 16 you have other questions, because the last question was referred to the China, the Chinese forest. 190 is without IFRS 16 effect, as was before. About the China, the Chinese investment in the forest, Massimo, do you want to investment in the forest, if I were understood?
Can you answer about the forest, data and information?
Yes, the plantation is growing, a little bit in delay with the original plan. We expect to start harvesting the first trees in 2-3 years from now. I remember that we planned to have cycles because we cannot harvest completely the plantation. The trees are not growing at the same speed, so the ramp up curve, as I said, will start in 2-3 years with the first harvesting, and will continue for the next years. And any time we will cut a tree, we plant a new one to have a 5-time cycles for the same ground.
Okay, thank you. Just a quick follow-up, sorry, on the fine arts paper market. You're the global leader with about 50% of market share. Just if you could give us some color about the trend in this particular market, so fine arts paper.
I don't have a specific information about the fine art paper, except that I read an external research that gives quite positive expectation in North America, and we see the market stable in Europe, strongly growing in India and in China. Said that, I think you will be in a position to appreciate even more the good news I gave 15 days ago on the signing this exclusive distribution contract with Arch, because let me remember that when we bought Canson and the previous owner lost Arch, we have lost in an area of 3.5 million euro turnover, but the EBITDA probably is not the only consequence. There are consequences in cash flow, because that business is made with very few SKUs, is a brand leader, so generally speaking, the receivables are translated into cash in a shorter period, and today, as we have the ownership of St. Cuthbert, clearly we have in our portfolio the two most important brands in the world. I can already see some psychological effect from this announcement from strategic customers that has called me to congratulate on this achievement, because let me remember you that we took away from the strongest competitor we have around the world, that is Colart. And when they congratulate me, all of them have put on the table substantial improvement in the commercial cooperation we are going to have with them in the coming future. So I think that the financial side of this, which is for sure a very nice EBITDA, the positive side of this will be a very important strategic growth of the group in terms of image, number one, because we have take back what the group Amlen, the owner of Canson, has lost. And we have taken back, I would say, in a super short period. So I think we really did a great job, despite we were submerged by extraordinary problems, the capital increase, the central warehouse, and so on. We found time to manage this strategically in a very positive way. And clearly, this will boost our expectation for the years coming. I remember you that Arch will enter from the 1st of January 2020, but definitely, we are taking a very strong position in a market that is still fragmented, thus competition very weak, and a market that in this moment is a very good market to be. So, I would say some positive news after a difficult 2018.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Sami Sheikh of Kairos. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, thank you for taking my question. Two questions on my side. Firstly, on previous calls, you had mentioned that the successful transition in SAP is going to be an important forecasting tool for your internal production going forward. So what I wanted to know is, as of when do you expect a better control on inventory production? Maybe I missed the reason, but also the revenue decrease in the U.S., could you give a bit more color on that? Thanks.
Okay. Let me start from the first question. The problem of working capital, let me remind you that has worsened when we acquired CAMSondalers, and we decided to enter into the SAP conversion. So, mainly the fact that we have decided to invest in the working capital was related to internal problems. So we have two steps improvement. The first step improvement that we have guaranteed for this year is related simply to the fact that the operations are back to normal. So this improvement will come simply because compared to 2017 and 2019, we are back to a normal situation. So we go back to the numbers that our investors were used. When we will end the SAP transition in the group, it will be much easier to improve further, and for this reason, we have given many times the numbers of Pacon that show how a group that is working on an SAP is able to work with numbers and percentages that are substantially better than ours. So it's a two-step process. The first step is that now we feel comfortable with our operations everywhere in the world, let me stress this point. So this year, the natural reduction of the inventory will come because we do not have any more operative problems. Then there will be a second step when we will have the full SAP implementation that will touch, for example, Dixon. The COO of North America told me that already in 2-3 months, he will improve the stock level after the SAP will be in place. But this will be a further step that we expect to have worldwide, because until last year, we were working like supplier customers. All the systems were not integrated, and many companies, as they know we were in a difficult supply chain situation, they were overstocking on their own to guarantee their service. It's a typical situation of a group that has grown a lot. But the reason why I started this call saying the first quarter is giving us some good news is because all the supply chain of the group in this moment is working perfectly. So we do not need to keep the overstock that we have kept in the last 5 to 6 quarters. For the second question, a little bit more flavor on United States. The flavor is very simple. Dixon has already improved substantially the EBITDA versus the sales, because we have reduced the fines, and there are better procedures in place, including a lot of labor cost in the warehouse has been reduced. So Simply Dixon is working with much lower costs. Despite the minus 18 turnover, the EBITDA is growing. And as Dixon is coming from 18 difficult months, customers are reopening a very positive relationship with us, but for, I would say, their reason, they are opening with us again for the back to school and not in the first quarter. Probably they have their own internal reasons. So we do expect a very strong second and third quarter for Dixon. For Pacon, the reason is very simple. Pacon announced an SAP conversion in February, so customers have sometimes placed some extra quantities between November and December, and in this moment they are overstocked. But I can confirm that Pacon, for example, is having a very strong April and May, because Pacon is subject to seasonality like we do. So the seasonality in the United States in this moment is concentrated between April and mid-August.
Okay, thank you.
The last question comes from Brambilla Isacco of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Just one follow-up from my side on synergies. Could you please recap us the timing of the extraction of synergies between, let's say, 2019 and 2020, based on your, let's say, new strategy for the U.S. market?
In North America, we were expecting $4 million synergies this year, out of which we have decided to give up to $1 million and postpone to next year for the reason I mentioned. But we are almost sure that we are going to be able to compensate, because we are seeing more cross-sales than expected and better efficiency than expected. We were a little bit cautious in the budgeting process, because the management of Pacon did not know enough yet of Dixon, and a little bit, I'm sure you can understand our position, we were a little bit scared about the reaction of the customers. In this moment, this is working better than our expectations. So for us, the decision to postpone SAP was the only one possible, because we want to give a very strong sign to the market. So we give up 1 million synergies that we have postponed to next year, and we compensate through better sales and better internal efficiency. For what Europe is concerned, we have had some extra cost in the organization of the central warehouse, because the system, the warehouse seemed during the month of November, December, that was in good shape, but when we overcharged the warehouse from Spain, Portugal, that has a very important turnover, and the export business, the warehouse were congested. So we needed to add a lot of extra labor cost to try to ship, to deliver to the customer as much as possible in an extremely inefficient way. The reason why the warehouse was congested was, I can say, underestimated by us, but I think you can easily understand. So we have merged four legal entities and into a new system, SAP, that let me remember you, we went on SAP just last year. So the people, the customer service and the people of Canson suddenly found a lot of new customers because we merged Omiacolor, we merged the export of Daler, we merged the export of Lyra. A lot of new customers, a lot of different commercial conditions, this had to be put into a new system that is our new SAP system. We underestimated the complication that this has generated internally. So for 6-8 weeks, we were not literally able to produce an invoice and to approve an order from the customer. I think that now everything is absolutely working properly. We underestimated these 6-8 weeks of learning curve and the period of time that also in the warehouse the people start to be familiar with all the new SKUs. Things that happen, fortunately, these things have happened between January and February, so we don't expect any damage. Again, let me repeat, we are seeing a very strong April and a very strong May, so we think the year will continue in this way.
Okay, thanks.
The next question comes from Niccolò Storer of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, probably I missed if you touch upon what I'm about to ask you now. On working capital expectation for year end. First you said that now all operations are working, and so you think that the spike of first quarter will be reabsorbed in second and third. Then you said that, of course, you would expect a benefit from the integration of North American system, which, however, will be postponed. So should we expect at the end a delay in working capital normalization or not?
I agree with your question, and I have to be more clear. We have two steps improvement, and the improvement we have budgeted is purely related to the fact that our operations are working properly. Even Dixon, even if Dixon is working in a system that is extremely poor, had overcharged the inventory due to the fact that the planning is extremely inaccurate. So in this moment, as the operation and the service are in line with the expectation, there is a first level that is related to the amount of working capital that we are going to generate this year. This level we confirm. This is the reason why we confirm the improvement, because the first level of improvement was related to our operations. The second level of improvement will be with the integration of SAP that originally, let me remember you, should have started. The first moment should have been April. Then has been postponed to July, and now it has been postponed to October. As you can imagine, the back to school, even if you do April, or even if you do the transition in July, if you are not a magician, SAP cannot give any benefit until October, because in April, either you have all the inventory in stock or you are dead. So all the improvements that we have postulated in, considered in North America was related to the operations. That's why we confirm the future improvement will be related to SAP and will come starting from the planning of 2019 to 2020. That's why we have moved to October. So we hope that the planning will be more accurate and we will be able to reduce further the working capital. This is the reason why we can confirm the level of the cash generation this year.
Okay, clear. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one. There are no questions.
Okay. Thanks a lot to everybody, and I think we are going to see in person very soon. Thanks a lot.
Bye.